I'd like to tell you a story about the first time I ever went kayaking. Our three boys were young. Our youngest son was probably only about three, so they were probably between the ages of 3 and 8 years old. We went to a state park about an hour away, and the name of the park is called Chain of Lakes because obviously, they have a series of lakes that are connected to each other. So it makes for great kayaking. And you can go from lake to lake to lake, and it was a lot of fun. Well, there was this one part, though, that stands out in my memory. I had pulled ahead of my family. And I was kind of kayaking off on my own for a few minutes, and I was headed to the narrow part between two lakes. And I knew that a lake was ahead of me, but the entrance to the lake kept getting smaller and smaller until I was pretty much surrounded by tall weeds and cattails in swampy water. And that's when it happened. Yes, you have probably been there. My mind started taking over with really weird thoughts. I was feeling claustrophobic. I was feeling stuck. I wasn't stuck. If I just kept paddling, I was going to get through this. But then my thoughts kept getting weirder and weirder and weirder, and I almost forgot that I was still in Indiana and not the Amazon or something like this in the middle of Africa, maybe, or South America. And as I'm paddling slowly, the water's murky. I can't see the in the water. I start hearing noises in the water as I'm going through. And my logical brain now telling you this story, obviously, what this was, as you could probably already guess, is that weeds that were in the shallow water under me were scraping along the bottom of my kayak. That's the noise that I was hearing. But I was so worked up now, feeling like my family didn't know where I was. I was surrounded by tall weeds. No one could see me. Nobody would know if I drowned in this 3 feet of water in this kayak. And the last thing I wanted was to be in the water with whatever was living underneath this boat, which I thought now were water snakes going under my boat. I don't know where I got that thought, but I have always had a great imagination. But it was to the point where I was so freaked out that there were animals and I was stuck, and my mind went into panic mode so much that I actually ended up tipping the kayak over, and now I'm down in this water with these water snakes, which is actually weeds and reeds, screaming like a 3-year-old girl. I'm not very physically fit, but I got myself back up into that kayak in some kind of a record where I could have probably made the Olympics if they had the sport of getting into a kayak from the water. Because I did not want to be in the water with whatever was happening down there. Now, I have retold that story to family and friends to great delight on everyone's account, lots of laughter since then. But I can promise you I was not laughing on that day. And it took me a little while for my heart to stop pounding, even though now I was drenched. I was just so glad to be in the lake, the open lake again. So here's what I want to say. There are the days when you wake up, and I wake up, or maybe it happens later in the day or something like this, and your mind starts getting dragged down into negative thoughts. And they keep getting worse and worse and worse. Oftentimes, maybe you just had an argument with a relative, a husband, a parent, a child. Possibly things didn't go well at work. Someone was rude to you. Something like this happened. And the thoughts just, maybe you wake up that way. They just start caving in on you and you're feeling stuck and you can't get past them. And they start to get worse and worse until you are like me when reeds on the bottom of a kayak makes you think that you are in the middle of a river full of poisonous snakes. That's how off our thoughts can get. Really quickly, really quickly. We can start assuming things, so many things, and then they just pile on, pile on, pile on until we are in the depths of despair. And do you know how we act on a day when we are in the depths of despair? Everybody around us gets mistreated. And it all started because we did not get a hold of our thoughts before panic mode set in, and we started adding on to them total lies, total assumptions, and we were just stuck. I have really good news about that. There are ways to fix this. On those days when that starts happening to you, you can stop while you still have some clear thinking. And you can call out what is happening to you. Know this as I'm talking. You're not alone in this mind pattern happening. This is a great, very commonly used plot of the devil to control your thoughts, because he knows it's going to control your life and your relationships. So if you stop before all the thoughts start getting overwhelming, and you make yourself think a few things clearly. First of all, this is not logical. This is not true. This happens to everyone, because on top of all of the crazy thoughts, then you could start getting the thoughts of, why am I so weak? Why am I always thinking like this? Why am I not a better Christian like everyone else? And there's no use for that kind of thoughts. That just buries you faster under the quicksand. If you can start thinking the thoughts, this is not logical. This is not true. I am assuming things. And you can picture feeling closed in and claustrophobic. And you decide, I'm going to turn the light on here and I'm going to start telling myself, even if you have to say things out loud, so that you can be sure that you are thinking right thoughts, tell yourself out loud the truth of God's word. Possibly sing a song. Music helps to put us in a good mood in our brains. Music about the Lord helps bring truth into our life. When he tells us over and over again in Psalms to sing, that's a benefit for us. Sing a positive song. Listen to positive Christian music. It is not the best escape to go into a fictional book or a fictional show on TV or something like that. This is a time when you need truth to banish all the untrue thoughts you're having. You want to go to truth and you want to saturate yourself in truth. You can get unstuck mentally when the thoughts start caving in on you by acknowledging what it is and deciding I am not going to stay here. Sing or listen to Christian music. Listen to the Bible out loud on a Bible app. Read the Word of God. And physically stand up and be active. Physically walk around. All of these things will help to reset your mind to get you out of that funk that you are in. Know this, I'm saying all of this because this happens a lot. And when this goes unchecked and you live your whole day in a fog and a funk and with unclear negative thoughts, that's a whole day wasted. That's a whole day of people being mistreated. That's a whole day of feeling bad about yourself. A lot of other things happen too during that time. Possibly you start stress eating. And when you're stress eating, that's going to be the foods that aren't good for you. You can just try to get in bed and pull the covers over your head. Or binge watch a show on Netflix or TV. Those are not positive ways that are going to battle the lies that are happening in your mind. Get in the sunshine, sing, listen to godly music, read the Word of God, listen to the Word of God. Praise the Lord, tell Him what you're thankful for. Get out in the sunshine if you can. But above all, don't let yourself feel guilty because this happens to everyone. It happens often, and you're not alone. I hope that's an encouragement for you today. I love you, friends. This week, let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.